Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming Podcast. This is your host, your friend, your boy, Mr. Adrian Jackson, and we're back in the studio again with another great episode for you. And you already know who I got with me, the man, the myth, the legend, it's Mr.
It's been a minute since I actually said that, like, on real timing.
Yeah, no, that was perfect, bro. I love it. It sounded really, really good, really, really smooth, man.
Shoot, can't wait to hear it in the actual episode. It's got some crisp right now.
You gonna hype it up, huh?
Nah, just a little bit.
I feel it, bro. Everything straight with you, though?
Yeah, another day, another dollar, you know what I mean?
And, yeah.
I mean, looking forward to the weekend of just relaxing, but did a lot of good work this week, so.
Right. Yeah. I feel it on that one. Same here, bro. I'm still shocked off of Trips episode last week.
For real.
You know, if you guys haven't checked it out, please go back and check out Tees Max episode. And this episode is also sponsored by Tees Max, so make sure you go check out his Chakra Healing Project, available now on Apple Music. It's available for download. All you have to do is go look at his IG, TZMAC702. And everything you need be right there in this information for you guys.
100%.
All right, so we got a very special episode coming up for you guys, ladies and gentlemen. I have a very special guest with us today. We actually have a couple here today, but one of them said they're not gonna talk, but we're gonna see if we can get her talking. Yes. But bring to the microphone by being Mr. and Mrs. Manum and Bree Blanks. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Come on, Bree. Shot now. Right. You hyped a minute ago.
What happened?
Yes. But no, I just want to say I appreciate you guys for being here today. And Manum, I know you actually are the man of the hour, so I'm gonna make sure we're trying to make sure we focus this on you today. Thank but you know, me and Bree go way back. And when she was like, yo, I got an amazing husband, you got to introduce him, you got to meet him. And, you know, I really want you to just focus on his passions, because he's like the most passionate person I ever met. And it's crazy how passionate he is. So that's the reason I want to bring you on the episode today. So we can just talk a little bit about your passions, what it is to be passionate, and how you chase your passions, if that's cool with you.
Down,
hell yeah, for sure. So we're going to start off with my very first question of the evening. And we're gonna just get real general. What is passion to you? Like, when you hear the word passion, what does that make you feel? What does it mean to you?
What passion means to me is just uncontrollable desire to just go towards this thing. This thing is driving you, this force. So that's, if I'm defining it, that's my definition.
I love it.
Yeah. I love the desire to go towards something no matter what, pretty much.
Yeah, that's how I feel, because that's how I am, man. Like, nothing gonna stop me from going forward, you know? So I live my life pretty much that way, just going forward. And I'm just really trying to teach and show, you know, people around me, you know, how to do it.
Right.
You know, because I'm the same as everyone else. It's nothing different for me.
It's nothing different, bro.
Than anyone else, but, you know, just discipline. Mm-hmm. Just disciplining myself and really just, you know, staying focused on that discipline and going towards it every day, man. Like, right. I don't let up.
Yeah, no, I feel it, bro, and I feel that's like a main thing that keeps people, set people apart, you know, like, that's one thing that keeps our podcast set apart from a lot of people, is we just relentless toward it, you know, we just gonna keep doing it no matter what happens, so I'm gonna keep driving to this goal to drop an episode for you on Monday, you know, so.
I was gonna ask, were you always like that?
I was just about to ask that.
Yeah.
yes, about things that I cared about. Yeah, I've always been this way ever since I was a kid. You know, I'm a self-taught reader, so.
Word.
So, I've been passionate for a long time. So, I did that at 2. So,
word.
So, I've always been driven. You know, just when it's something I'm really, really focused on, you know, I go towards it, so.
So, do you feel that's something that's like, it was just naturally born in you, or it's like something your parents planted in you and you don't even realize?
I believe I inherited. I think that I was sort of hypnotized as a kid.
Okay.
By my great grandmother, like she sort of hypnotized me, you know. So she would just keep telling me things, you know, over and over and over and over, and I believed her. Right. And I still believe her now.
I mean, it's paid off though, you know.
Yeah. I still believe her. I didn't understand when I was a kid, because I mean, this was a woman who lived to be, you know, she lived into her 100th year of life.
Oh, really?
But she was 2 months from her birthday. Mm. So, and she was, I mean, very influential. So, I mean, a lot of the things that I do is because of how she loved me.
Right.
You know, how she was towards me. So that's why it's sort of easy for me to kind of reciprocate the love, because someone really loved me when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, and that's real. You know, somebody believed in you. You know what I'm saying? That makes you just believe in everybody else.
Right.
You know, it helps you share it a lot easier, or you know, see that light a lot better.
Yes.
You know.
What were some of the things she would say to you that kind of like stuck with you? Because I know for my grandma, I think one of the things that always kind of kept it like stuck within me was just the fact of, you know, whatever you want to do, go get it. Yeah, just, I mean, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Yeah.
And like, that's a famous saying, but like, I heard it from her, of all people. You can do anything you put your mind to. So like, what were some of the things she said to you?
Well, one of the things that my granny would say to me was, she would say, the hardest thing for people to do is to live their life like it's their last day. Mm-hmm. You know, she would, and then she would ask me, she would like, if today was your last day, you know, what all would you do? Mm-hmm. If you knew that this was the last day of your life, she said, just imagine if you live like that every day, all the things you're going to accomplish in a day. Because my granny would say to me, this is another thing that she would say, you know, she would say, you know, today is your last day. Mm-hmm. You know, she would say that, like, you don't know, so you better not take for granted any day, you know. And that sticks with me, man. Like, it really sticks
That's
with
real.
Me.
Right.
To you know, like, because I mean, we just seen a brother 28 years old.
Right. Gone, exactly.
You know? Like, you don't know, so you better act like that. You mm-hmm. know, just don't be taking this for granted, cause, you know, she would say, you here today, you gone today. Mm-hmm. And I believe that. Yeah, and that's real.
Yeah.
You know, that's 100% real, bro. Like, you never know what's going to happen. Like, I say that all the time. Like, you never know. That's why, you know, you see me now, I say I love you more than anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely before I leave my family, like, first thing I want you to know is I love you. Because
you
might not make it home. You know what I'm saying? I might not make it home. You never know, bro. So I love it. I love it. So if just give me a day then. Like, what's an example of you living every day like it's your last type deal?
Well, so I get up pretty early.
What's pretty early? Brief verified, okay.
No,
got the head nod of verification.
I'm up at like 3:30. I start about 3:30 a.m. So my routine is Mondays, Thursday, and Friday, Saturday. I'm up there early. I go to the gym for an hour and a half. Then I go down to the park for like another hour. Then I'm back at the house. Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, I ride my bike. Well, I go to the gym for my hour and a half. Mm. I ride my bike 22 miles, and I'm back at the house by like 8 a.m.
Right.
And that's just what I do for my body as far as how I eat. I stopped eating meat when I was 25 years old. I'm 47 now. So like, so it's just discipline, you know, just discipline, really thinking about what I put in my body, really thinking about how far, what can I do with this vessel? Like, what, how, like, I don't believe in this death culture. Like, I just don't. I don't believe in the death culture. I don't believe in, I believe that I'm getting younger. Like, I believe my old age was when I was 10. Like, I don't know what it's gonna be like for me to be 48. You know, that's my new age. So I'm like an iPhone. I think about it like technology, like the iPhone 1 versus the iPhone 14 now, you know?
So what is death culture exactly, Dad?
Like, to me, death culture is like they got everything set up by age for us. At this age, you're like this. At this age, you're like that.
You're
at this age,
at 50, and you ain't be working. Yeah, and you don't need Medicare.
You know,
You live it like you don't got life.
Man, I don't pay attention to any of that. You know, like, I'm here. I'm following the rules of, you know, just living in the world. But as far as myself, man, I ain't paying attention to any of these rules.
No, I love it, bro.
Like, I'm just...
It shows.
It shows.
Yeah, it's like, real talk. Way.
First of all, looking at you.
Yeah.
When you said 47, I'm like...
What?
I had to double check. I just look up and down again like... I think he lying right now. But I did not see 47 on you at all, bro. But you know, like you said, you take care of your body. Take care of your mind. You know what I'm saying? You believe that you're getting younger and it shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I believe it. You know, I have a 30-year-old son, you know, so. And then my kids, they love it, you know, because they don't worry about me. You know, they look at it, they be like, "Dad, man."
I'm trying to get like you.
That's how they are. They look at me like, "Dude, man, holy moly." You know, so. So, and it's just, I'm not going with this stuff, man. Like, for anybody who wanna do it, I don't try to tell them any different, but for me, no.
So my question is like, at what age did you decide that, you know, okay, two-part question. What age did you decide that, you know, something's not right, I need to start veering a different route? And I guess, what was the catalyst that made you see that?
Well, it's always hip hop for me, man. The C was KRS-One. The first time I heard him say, "I don't eat chicken or beef nor watermelon," you know, like, I'm in Alabama. Like, I killed chicken, beef, and
watermelons.
You know what I'm saying? So to hear him say that, that was the seed. And then, when I lived in Atlanta, I was around a lot of conscious, you know, brothers, young brothers and sisters. And I seen how they were living. And man, I was high as hell watching PBS, and I watched them chop up a cow. And I was 25 and I was like, "Man, I'm done with this. Like, I don't want nothing to die for me to eat it. Like, this crazy." So it wasn't even on, like, taking care of myself, man. It was the weed, man.
But no, it made you start thinking differently, seeing things differently.
You know what I'm saying? It was the weed. I'm sitting there, I was like, "Man, this is nuts. Look what they doing to this thing." You know, like, it, and one of the cows escaped, and I was like, "Man, them things don't want to die." You know what I'm saying? So then that was it. I just cold turkeyed it, man.
I love it, bro.
I just cold turkeyed it. It wasn't in style. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it wasn't cool.
Cool when I started, bro. So it started a long time ago.
That's
so,
it.
And this is the progression now, And I just started with the weight training and stuff, so now I just want to see.
Where it go? Yeah.
See what happens.
So then I was going to say, that's my next question is like, what benefits have you been seeing, you know, that from all these changes you've made, you know, like, of course you here now, you look super young and everything, so that's a benefit on top, but like other benefits, like mental, things like that.
Man, I definitely feel every day that I'm getting closer to what I'm naturally supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know, because like now I eat more fruit than anything. Mm-hmm. So, man, I feel as far as clarity, way clearer. Mm-hmm. Like things connect way faster. And man, I have definitely a deeper level of concentration, thinking, and man, I just feel hella good, man. I feel better now than I did when I was a teenager.
Right.
You know, so it's up, man.
Nah, bro, and then you know what? I salute it, you know what I'm saying? I can understand what you're saying because like yes, I have went to like have to the level you're on right now. I'm still trying to get to that level. I admire you right now, low-key. But yeah, the idea of like, you know, learning to change my mindset and things like that, I feel more free now than I ever did when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm learning how to think differently and treat myself barely and treat myself the way I'm supposed to treat myself. And it really just helps you flow with life a lot better. Like, I don't feel like I'm struggling with life like I used to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to feel like it's always a bull or I'm always on the horns, but now I feel like, me the bull is walking okay a little bit.
Right.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, like, and I'm kind of leaning towards that change into like the more vegan based lifestyle and stuff like that, just in terms of like food, but then also just like working out a habit, because on those days I go to work out, I feel the most clear headed afterwards. I don't feel anxiety, and then especially if I'm like focusing on eating clean too, like, I actually cooked my food, prepared it, did it the way I wanted to, and just enjoyed it and refueled my body. And then going out and doing church on Saturdays or doing the tutoring I do, like give back in some way, or even though I'm always busy, I still feel alive. I get tired, but I'm still alive. I feel like I'm actually doing something throughout the day.
Man, that's dope. That's how I feel about barbering, man, the same way. I always feel like I'm giving back because, the people who sit in my chair, they like my family. Like, I have a relationship with these
people. With this
people,
person, yeah.
You know what
real.
I'm saying? Like, I don't smoke when I cut hair,
That's business.
Yeah. Like, that's what I do at the end of the day. But with my clients, man, like, that's how I feel, because they come to me and they feel like I can help them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna, I wouldn't tell anyone anything, man, that I wouldn't tell someone that I love that's been with me all my life. Mm-hmm. I don't differentiate between the two. I'm not gonna do that to anyone, man. I don't want to steer anyone away from anything that they're on, their own journey.
Right.
It's not mine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm dealing with my clients, whatever it is that I am, that's nothing. It's all about, how you feel and how you think, and then I just guide them, that way.
Mm-hmm.
They come, some of them mentor me. Mm-hmm. Brothers who are younger than me mentor me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not closed-minded like that. Well, I don't think that I can't learn. Yeah. I learn from little kids who sit in my chair. You know. So I mean, they have wisdom too. They tell me stuff, I'd be amazed. I'd be like, yo, what? You know, so
yeah, and they simplify it for you too.
Yes.
Yeah, just so like just giving back. That's one of the things that I, you know, I mean, it's so many things that I love about what I do, but just that relationship, that is priceless. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it is, like I know they love me and I love these people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like like I could get all my clients and we could all hang out and man, it's gonna be some power in that room.
It'll be
some people in, cause man, these people are, y'all, I mean, y'all would love them. Mm-hmm. Y'all would love these people, man, because like they're doing things, like they're out here doing things in the community. Yeah. Like and then it's NFL players, it's all type of people, man, and that's what's dope about what I do.
Right.
And how I draw these people to me, and it tripped me out. Her favorite group.
What happened?
Man, like, for real. Her favorite song is by this group called So For Real.
Oh, yeah.
And when she told me that, now I cut one of the singer's hairs.
Oh, wow.
Like, and he come over. She done took pictures with him, trying to be cool, like she was all tripping out. But it's just really the power of manifestation, man. Like if you believe in yourself, man, that's all it takes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man. Like it sounds so simple.
Yeah.
But man, it's the real deal.
No, and that's real, bro. And I say that to people all the time. Like, yo, you gotta stop doubting yourself or just always thinking about the bad about it. You know, like just go out there and try it and give it a chance and you know see if you like it or not. You know, what I'm saying, see what happens. Like, you never know where it can lead to. You know,
it's no such thing as failure.
No, it's a lesson.
You know, that's it. Yeah. You know, they got us thinking so crazy, man. Because yo, we out of our minds, man. We've been taught from somebody else's mind. Yeah. So we're not in our minds. You know, that's why when we wake up, we be like, this don't feel right.
Yeah.
Cause it ain't right.
Yeah.
You know, and that feeling's never gonna go away. You know,
until you make it go away. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta train yourself.
That's right. That's exactly right, man. So that's what I be on, man, pretty much.
So now let's say somebody want to get to your level. What are some things you would tell them to stay away from that you feel like people should stay away from?
Doubt. People who doubt.
Yeah.
You know, just don't, man. You can create your own way.
Right.
Just stay away from doubters. You know, like, that's what I tell people. It don't make it hard.
Right.
Stay away from people who doubt. Your journey is not this person's journey. It's yours. And you have to do what you can do with your personal journey.
Right.
It may not make any sense to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't supposed to.
Right.
It ain't mine.
Exactly.
So we
like it has to make sense to you. It also makes sense to you. Yeah. Run with it.
Yeah. And we've been taught, like you said, to doubt. And that's what they want us to do, you know? Because when you doubt, what do? Then you lean on someone else's understanding. When you doubt your own, then you lean on somebody else's understanding. And that's what they want us to do. Lean on their understanding. And then you end up doing something you don't want to do. Because you're leaning on somebody else's thoughts. You know, you gotta believe in yourself, believe in your abilities. We all have been gifted. And you just have to sit down, be still, like you talking about, man, and you'll discover it. It's not out there. You don't have to be looking for it. It's already you already got it.
Right.
I was cutting hair when I was 12 years old, but I started drawing when I was 2. When I was in the second grade is when I really seen that I drew different from the other kids. And so that's all cutting hair is. I'm just drawing. That's it. So once I put that together that I was drawing something that's all I want to do all day. All I want to do is draw.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, if you just let me draw all day, I'm happy. So then once I figured out I was drawing haircuts, man, it was over. It was over.
See, and so
that's a yo. Please go watch last week's episode and then watch this.
Yes.
We're at like 25
minutes.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Oh shit. But no, bro. I love it. I love it. I really love it because it's like that's what I'm trying to do right now. Like literally, I have times where I sit down. I have times where I literally sit down and be like, what did I do when I was younger that I loved so much that I forgot? And I'm just trying to figure out how to get back to that because I'm like, I know that's my gold mine. I just don't know what it is.
Because even though our habits make us like as free, like more free than what we were when we were younger, our creativity had us the most free because we weren't even here. We were in our imagination. We were living different. We did whatever the fuck we thought we wanted to do and did it.
Yeah, bro, that's it. Like you said, and that's how I say, the idea that you do music right now was no doubt to me because your ass is to sit there at that Game Boy
and listen to all day.
Listen, play the game, just listen to the music in the game.
And for the fifth time, y'all, hey, fucking Pokemon Emerald battle music, go stupid. It goes stupid. Like, that shit is low key fire. Hey, the champion team, go nuts, bro. Like, this is crazy.
You know what?
But it's
triggering flashbacks. I'm not gonna lie.
like go Charmander, like that's in the same
mouth. Oh my gosh. Y'all are fools. I'm telling you. But
man,
this idea though, that's what you was on, and it's like, when he was like, I'm gonna be an engineer, I was like, oh, that's perfect. I've been waiting for you to say that. You should have said that years ago. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad you're just now saying it.
And I enjoyed fucking doing it. And then, shoot, you talking and spitting facts, which I got from you, you made me question shit. So it's like,
I've been doing shit like that.
Bro, crazy. That's everything in the last 48 hours is just melding together. I swear, Wednesday about to be crazy. I don't know what it's going to do.
Yeah, it's deep. Because literally, the last episode, we discussed the idea that, you know, and it's, you just kind of put it all together. Like, you really just glued it all. But what I just got from it was, last week, yesterday, whatever. Yeah. We pretty much talked about the power of manifestation and how, like, you know, your subconscious, you know, teachings is what's really carrying us most of the time. We act in ways we don't want to act. Like, we make up decisions that, you know, we can ask you the same question, but the way you both came to the answer can be two different routes. And then it goes based off of, well, shoot, I'm looking for the more speedier route, and he's looking for the more, you know, powerful route, or whatever the hell it could be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, you literally just put it all into words, like, yo, you can live your thing right now if you can just change your subconscious, you know what I'm saying? That's the negative, you know?
You gotta put it together, like, damn, what did I love to do? Like, without even thinking about it, for me, drawing. Mm-hmm. I don't even gotta think. Now, what I wanna do all day is draw. That's it. I used to do all of that mess, just drawing all the time. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, man, when I figured it out, it was over. I was gone. I was on a mission. It was like I wanted to learn everything about barbering, and I still do. That's how I am. I'll go to anything to learn more. Mm-hmm. I just want to learn, and that's the passion.
Yeah.
You know, that's that. It don't turn off, man. Like,
right.
I just keep going towards it, you know, because without it, it's giving me everything I have now.
Right.
And then she noticed, and I always come back to it. Hip hop, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now without it. It is me. It is my culture. Mm-hmm. If you everything about it is me. Mm. It's how I think. When you look at me, when you see it, when you see me, you already know what I am. Mm. I got on a drum work t-shirt, this Conway the Machine. It's just hip hop, because those were the first entrepreneurs that I ever seen. Mm. And then when I would think about some of these dudes, and I would be like, man, Nas never worked for anybody. Mm-hmm. He never had a job. Like, stuff like that, it be blowing me away. Uh-huh. And I'm like, man. And then just being, when I was that young, and the first time I heard Illmatic, and to be like, man, this dude is 18 years old. And then you find out that, man, he got out of, he didn't finish junior high school. Like, the eighth grade, he was done with school. That was it.
Yeah.
His brother was in like the sixth grade and they was done with school. They dad said, hey, y'all go out there and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. Then a year after that, he was on Live at the Barbecue. And then he rapped for the first time. And then it was over.
Mm-hmm.
He was it. You know, so stuff, those things, seeing stuff like that growing up, and then it was like, man, because I was taught to work for somebody. That was mm-hmm. how my mother raised us. You know, you gotta be 2 times smarter, or this and that, blah, blah, blah. And that didn't make no sense to me. The only thing I seen people who work harder than everybody else do was work harder than everybody else. They wasn't making more money. They was just working harder than everybody. I was like, man, this ain't what I want to do.
Right.
I ain't trying to be out here working harder, you know, mm-hmm. so I want to be smarter. You know, I want to do something that I want to do. So, I went to the military. I fixed planes. I did logistics. I did all kind of stuff. And then I was making money, but I wasn't happy, you know, like, and it was miserable. And then I got put in a situation where I either was going to kiss somebody's ass for the rest of my life, or I was going to go figure some shit out. And I went and figured some shit out, man.
Yeah.
I went and figured some shit out, and then it came to me. Like, it was, man, how it came to me was in a basement, cutting my cousin's hair, and then he brought all his football friends over. I had no idea this boy was like the number one quarterback in the state of Illinois or something. He was real high up there.
Oh, wow.
And I cut his hair. And then he brought all his friends over. It was right before prom. Mm. And then I cut all their hair. And then when I was done, I had all this damn money. And I was like, you dummy.
I should be doing
it. What just happened? And that's when it hit. I was like, oh my God, what? I've been doing this since I was 12 years old. And I've been running from it because I didn't have no confidence, man. Like, I didn't believe in myself. You know what I'm saying?
That's deep.
Until that happened. And then when that happened, it was like, yo, I can do this. Mm-hmm. Like, I just got to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took my ass from Chicago, from that basement, down to where I grew up at, man. I went all the way back home. Back to my mama's house and with my grown-ass children. And then they watched me come out of my mom's house into my own shit, back into our way of life that we was living. Mm-hmm. They watched me do all of that. They watched me move out here. They watched me blow, like, get bigger and bigger, bigger, bigger. And they just like, damn, dad.
Dude, that's real, bro.
And that's my gift to them is, cause I started slow, man, but now, man, I'm on fire. And so that's what I give to my kids, man, like, because I'm not one of these parents out here that don't acknowledge how I failed them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was young with them. I wasn't taught a lot of things. And so now I have to go back, you know, and to see my son now, who's 27, buy a house. You see how I fast-tracked him. Mm-hmm. I helped fast-track him because, I mean, that's all I can do is like, damn. And I tell him, hey, yo, I didn't know about this stuff, but I'm telling y'all now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know about all these things. I didn't know about finances. I didn't know all this stuff. But coming out here, and then all my clients and all these different type of people that I deal with, man.
Everybody
y'all,
different knowledge.
I'm telling you, I would turn y'all on to some of these people, man, because these people are millionaires, man.
I'm down.
Like, some of these people got a whole bunch of money, man. Like, it's amazing, man. Like, so, I'm very grateful for what I do. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, because it's powerful when you believe in yourself, man. Like, it's mind-blowing, man, but if you just focus, if you just focus, I promise, universe will
start doing for you,
what
man.
It do.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild.
Yeah, nah, bro, and I believe you in that 110%, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, one, you're a walking example of it.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, two, you know, all the stuff that I read is saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's literally saying the same thing. Like, if you don't have that belief in yourself that you can do it, you can't do it. You know what I'm saying? That's rule number one. You know what I'm saying? That's rule number one. But then, like you said, the idea of, like, finding your true passion of, like, yo, what did I do? You know what I'm saying? And what did I do growing up? And how can I translate that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you learned how to you found what it was, and then you translated it and realized you already translated it years before you realized you translated it. You know what I'm saying?
Because of doubt.
Because of the doubt. You know, you thought your skills weren't good enough, or, you know, I ain't the flyest of barbers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then come talk to me some other stuff. Shit, if I want to be a good barber, I already go to barber school for 10 years. I don't like doing that. You know, whatever the hell it could be.
It was all kind of goofy stuff. Just, you know, just, man, just really not believing in myself and just doubting. But, yo, when you get stuck between a rock and a hard place, then you got to make a move. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, you got to do something.
And then, I mean, it just all worked out, man. It did what it was supposed to do, and now I'm here, and I just go. That's it. I just keep going towards it, and it just keeps
going for you.
Yeah, it just keep doing. I'm here with y'all.
Yeah, bro.
You know, it's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I know that for sure.
Yeah, no,
I'm
bro.
Very grateful, man. I'm very thankful. I appreciate it. You know, when Bree told me, I was like, man, of course. You know, anything I can do, you know, to spread any kind of goodness in this mess
world,
we're in,
man.
Yo,
feel it.
Sign me up.
Yeah, nah, bro. I feel it.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, like I said, thank you for coming and speaking. Like I said, I had no idea where we was going to go with this. You know, we had some more questions on passion, but, you know, you are passion, you know what I'm saying? Like, you speak it, you live it, you represent it, you're the example of it, you know? And that's what I'm loving about it, because it's like, yeah, you're doing what I wish, like I said, I'm only learning this a few years ago. I wish I would have taught him this years ago, you know what I'm saying, before he got out of high school. But it's like, not to say I'm your dad or anything like that, but you know what I'm saying?
Just because you have the knowledge.
Yeah, because I have the knowledge. This is like knowledge I wish I could have knew a long time ago. And I'm just glad you out here sharing and spitting it.
Yeah, man, and they want us to do that too, man. They want us to be like, when we ain't in these places where we think we supposed to be, they want you to be thinking like that.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to think that way. Man, fuck all that.
Right.
Man, you gotta be giving yourself props for every little damn thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do, you gotta be giving your... You gotta be cheering yourself on. You gotta be bigging yourself up. You can't be that doubt, man, that shit is pure evil, man. Yeah. And keep your ass
stuck.
Yeah. Do. You know,
you're not going nowhere.
You can't do it if you doubt.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta be, man, screw that. That's, man, I ain't got no time. Here I am over here going towards every damn thing that should be mine. Because it's mine. I just gotta go get it.
I gotta go get it. I just gotta get it, bro.
Literally.
You know, I just gotta go get it. And y'all on the path. This is it. You know, so, I mean, we all going towards it. Because you can feel the awakening. Mm-hmm. You know, you can feel it. You can sense people coming up out this haze, man. Like, you teaching him to question everything, you damn right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, man, this mess.
Nah, trust me. So, we've gone for ages. You what, 24? I'm only 32. So, okay. Yeah, he's my little brother, but it was like always like, yo, I'm trying to teach you what I could, you know what I'm saying?
That's why.
Again, like, again, one of the things I'll never forget is, we was just up late one night at the current house.
Oh, and I'll show you then.
The 9/11 shit? Yeah, I was just like, so you're telling me that nobody else knows about this, but like I'm looking at the film which everybody else saw and that shit just don't make sense. That's not how physics works, bro. So what's going on? But why are they painting it like nothing's off?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what a lot of things, that's how I feel about, you know, all these books I read now. I'm like, you tell me this book been out since 1938 and this is my first time learning this logic? You know what I'm saying? Like, why is it taking so long?
But I tell a lot of people, man, all you have to do is just, if when you think about the past, think about this. They villainized Martin Luther King Jr.
Mm.
So if they can villainize Martin Luther King Jr., they can do anything. Yeah. They can do anything. This man wouldn't bust a fruit at a grape fight. Mm-hmm. I mean, at a fruit fight.
Fruit fight. Yeah, they wouldn't bust a grape at a fruit fight.
So, I mean, but they villainized him. I mean, his face was on the cover of magazines saying he was the most hated man in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like, come on. We know what this man was about.
And it's like, even then, like, if you're gonna make such a judgment, you never even met the man yet.
Yeah.
But so, then that's the trap, because you don't question it. You just, oh,
you take what they give you. That's what people take what they give you and run with it, thinking, oh, this is it. Boom.
And it's like, high key, that one propaganda technique kind of implanted doubt, but in a way you don't expect. Because it's like, oh, like if you did hear of him, it's like, oh, is he really evil? Like, should I hate him?
Yeah.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Doubt.
Yeah.
Man, it's some master manipulators, man. So that's what we have to be aware of. And then they want us to be separate. They want us to be separate.
Yeah, fight each other.
And that's why it's all these genders and all these names and races and, you know. And as long as we keep on dividing, then they win.
Yeah.
You know? They're going to keep on winning in that way. So until, to me, and it's just my opinion, until we figure that part out, you know, that there are bigger fish to fry than, you know, worrying about it, you know, if I'm a man or if that's a woman, to me, I mean, I don't care how you eat, it's all contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something bigger to me than worrying about someone's sexuality or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's take care of the food. Like, you know, the house on fire. We all got water hoses, but ain't nobody putting the fires out. Yeah. You know, so you know that be my thing. Like, let's worry about this other stuff, but let's put these fires out, because I don't want you having to deal with something like police brutality. Martin Luther King said that in a speech in 1963.
Man.
Right.
You know, I wasn't born.
Yeah.
And we still dealing with stuff like that.
Nah.
You know, and then, I mean, I got a grandson. I want to be telling him this stuff, you know, like this stuff need to be solved.
Yeah.
You know, like we need to be past, you know, like, come on, it's 2022. Like, come on, y'all. Like,
no, that's real, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's get past this little stuff and let's get on to the big things so that we can, you know, keep this thing moving.
It's honestly like, it's kind of like trying to, it's like having a river, right? Mm. And there's a clog in it, and that's dirtying up one of the pools. But we're trying to clean the pool, when the whole reason the pool's dirty is because there's not flow and we're not picking up this clog. But we're cleaning the pool though.
Yeah.
We're cleaning the pool, but honestly, if you solve this bigger piece,
the pool will clean itself.
The whole thing will clean itself. Like, right. That is the key to the situation of you trying to clean the pool. But why aren't we doing that?
Yeah. No, that's me. But it's like we're trying to stay stuck in history, low key.
Staying stuck in the past.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what always blows my mind, because, you know, prime example, one of my favorite books, Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill.
100%. Thank you know, for that.
That book was written in 1940.
Yeah.
They didn't release it until 2000-something because, you know, the family was afraid of the backlash of it and all that stuff. And if you read it, and it's like, oh, I see why. Because he was talking about the school way back then. That's before a lot of stuff happened with schools, you know what I'm saying? For standardized testing starting and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? So, interesting, very interesting.
The first person I heard talk about Napoleon Hill was Kendrick Lamar. Mm. I had never heard of him.
Was it in a song or
It was on like, I believe he talked about him in Section 80.
Oh, okay.
On one of the songs on Section 80. And he say, I'm reading Napoleon Hill, and I was like, yo, who is that? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And then I went and looked it up. I was like, yo, this is nuts.
Man, when Trey put me on him, mm-hmm. I was stuck on him, bro, for a while. And then that led me to, you know, your Bob Proctors and your Earl Nightingales, you know, and all they're doing is taking what he took and just keep running with it more and getting more in depth with it. And yeah, like Earl Nightingale right now, he might put a lot of people to sleep, but man, he wakes me up. Every time I listen to him, I'm like, man, he's just blowing my mind. I listen to the same shit 6 times already, and every time I listen to him, I listen to him something new. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, but it's just like, at the same time, when I mention his name to anybody else, though, who the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? Who the hell is that? Well, shit, I know about Madonna, though, or whatever the hell it is, but you don't know about somebody who's really trying to take you to a level that you never imagined was there.
Right.
You know, that's crazy.
And nobody wants to listen to it.
That's crazy. But, cool. But yeah, bro, so I know we run out of time. Time's running low. So I just had another question for you before we get into our last few hours, final questions. So, like you said, I know you do a barber, you do drawing. I was just wondering, like, what other things are you, like, super passionate about? You know what I'm saying? Or not super passionate about, but things that your things that your passion brings to you to do.
So one of the things is actually a podcast that, you know, we're starting, and that's it's called Smoking Buzz, and it's really giving education on marijuana. Mm-hmm. But while I'm cutting hair and having my clients, you know, talk about why they're smoking the weed that they smoke, you know, maybe it's anxiety, maybe they have paranoia, mm-hmm. They understand the strain, you know, just giving people education, teaching people how to munch better, getting away from that stigma of thinking that people who smoke weed are lazy. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things why, and then them just telling, you know, stories about the first time they ever smoked weed. Mm-hmm. And you know, and so it's fun, it's educational, it's about health, and those are, that's what I'm about, man. I'm about teaching health and just getting rid of stigmas.
Right.
And so that's where my passion, you know, it always leads me in those directions, man, because I really want us to take care of ourselves, man.
Right.
It ain't no telling what we can do, man, because I think we the X-Men, y'all.
Nah, real talk, bro. I'm going to keep 100. I don't know if I ever told you this. I used to always say, yo, my body's like Wolverine. I heal right up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And when I was younger, I felt it was true, because if I had a scab, by the next morning, that bad boy was damn near gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was always super healing things, like my Achilles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I ever told you my story about that, but fuck. I was supposed to be in my cast for like 2 months longer than I actually was.
Oh,
and they were like, oh, you good, you know, like you ready to go, you start walking. I'm like,
man, it ain't no telling what we can do when we really tap in, man.
So that to what your true powers, bro.
Kind of vibe with you on the, like, my friends always called it, you always bounce back, bro. Like, yeah, you'll take a hit, but you'll bounce right back up like nothing ever happened, and you just keep it pushing. And I'm like, I mean, well, shoot, nothing's gonna stop me until I'm dead, so, like, yeah, it's gonna suck, I'll feel it.
That's a power.
And then, like,
that's a
power, let's go. Bro.
That's
let's
a power.
Keep pushing. Cause I mean,
everybody don't bounce back.
Sadly.
You know, that's a power. You know, so yeah. When we figure out how to really control these things, man, and really tap into this stuff and be able to teach it to other people, man, it's a wrap. We gonna be sitting here looking at each other, and we ain't gonna be moving our mouths, and we gonna be communicating.
Oh, look, I'm already you gotta come check out Adam's class, cause we already doing that shit a little bit in Adam's class. Like, he, you know, shout out Adam Mentors, but he has exercises where we sit there and we like sit in front of each other, ground yourself, and you know, one person think of a color and a shape, and then literally at some point send it. And you wanna try to send it to the other person and see if they can see it and stuff like that. But
Hell yeah.
You know, we do a lot of work where literally your eyes are closed and somebody walk around the room and you low-key feel their vibe and tell them what they need to hear at the moment, and it's pretty deep, bro.
Yeah.
But you know, we all connect at the end of the day. So it's like, we can literally learn how to connect. We can connect, you know what I'm saying?
Shoot, that's you remember that one exercise that we do? It was like, oh, we gotta stand in this circle, and it's like, it was great, we're gonna detail, like, or we're gonna say what we feel in this person when they're in this season.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Exercises like that, and it'll be like, shit, people start crying. You know, you said something I really need to hear because my mom and this, and you're like, my bad, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think I was touching that close, but, you know, it just came to me, fell out my mouth, and I guess that's what you needed, you know?
Yo, that's fine.
You know?
That's dope.
Yeah, but I love it, man. I love it, bro. So, so one of my last questions I ask everybody on the podcast, of course, is where are you still swimming to, definitely when it comes to your passions? So, you know, we're always swimming to an island. We're always trying to get to the next level or something. You know, we never stop. The journey never stops. So where are you still swimming to?
Man, I'm still swimming towards just being the very best human being that I can, man, and spreading that message to others. You know, just let's just be our best to one another. You know, be our best to one another, and focus on that. You know, like, to me, it's simple. And you don't have to be worried about, you know, what anyone thinks of themselves, as long as you just be your very best, you know, towards them. Because that's another thing that my granny would say to me was, you know, treat others better than you treat yourself.
Damn.
You know, because she was like, if you focus, if you do that, then, you know, you're going to always be, you know, in the right. And I believe her, you know. So even if I'm not feeling at my best, I'm not gonna treat you like how I'm feeling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because why would I wanna take away anybody else's energy?
It's not theirs.
You know. So that's how I'm able to, when I do what I do with, when I'm barbering, I separate it because I'm dealing with spirit. When people come in, I'm dealing with your spirit, you know? So I have to make sure that my spirit is where it's supposed to be. If I'm not feeling where I need to be spiritually, I'm not gonna touch your hair. I'm not gonna even invite you into my space.
Right.
You know? So,
fully agree with that one.
You know, so that's how I'm swimming, man. Just making sure that, you know, I'm staying at my best.
Love it, bro. I love it, man. And then I was wondering if you got a quote you'd like to leave for today?
Man, yo, humans do what they want, and man, suckers do what they can.
I like that one.
Yeah, I'll post that somewhere. That's cold. I love that one. I forget, what did I hear? Who said it?
It's Nas.
Yeah, Nas, there we go. Yeah, I know I heard it somewhere too.
But he said gangsters.
Yeah, gangsters
do what they want. Suckers do what they can.
Yeah. But no, I love it, bro. I think that that wraps up everything you literally said today, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you literally doing what you want. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here doing what they can. Sometimes I'm doing what I can. But yeah, bro, I'm loving it, man. I appreciate you coming out here, Mano. Is there anything you want to shout out? Podcasts or any other shows or anything you want to shout out right now for people to come check you out?
Yeah, just my IG, which is The Cut Creator. And that's THEKUTKREATOR 75. So, you know, check me out on there. I'm ranting and raving about something. or just cutting up and having fun, man. So, that I love to laugh. I mean, it sounds serious as hell. You know, we ain't here really rapping.
Right.
But, man, really, I'm goofy and corny as hell.
That's me, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So, if you come on to my Instagram, yo, that's all you're gonna see is me being goofy and corny as hell. So, check it out.
That's right. Yeah, you already know the link's gonna be in the bio, so make sure everybody check that out. Adam, shoot, sign up for a haircut. If anything, I don't know what you charge her.
For regular cuts, they start at 40.
Okay.
So, right there.
Ain't too bad
out here.
Bet. Yep, so yeah, check him out. Check out Mano. Like you said, the IG's gonna be in the description. Yep. So we all good on that. And anything else you guys wanna leave us with today?
I'm cool.
No?
Alright, peace.
Ms. Blanks, no? You good? Thumbs up on the episode, we can post it. Alright, we got double approved, we got two thumbs up. Good, man. So yeah, man, I just wanna say I appreciate you guys for being with us
today.
Thank
you, man. Thank y'all. Yeah. I appreciate it so much, man. Continued success on your podcast. It's dope.
Oh, appreciate you, bro. You know what I'm saying? We have to get you back on here another time for sure.
Anytime.
But yeah, you shared so much knowledge today, you know what I'm saying? So everybody that's listening, you might want to listen to this episode twice to get a full grasp of it. Cause he dropped a lot of knowledge today. Bro, appreciate you for another great episode, man.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Be fire as always.
Bless.
And you guys already know, go check out Mr. T's Max Production, today's sponsor for this episode. Make sure you check out his Chakra Healing Project, available on Apple Music right now. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can hit us up on jkspodcast702@gmail.com or on Facebook, IG, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat as well. And with all that being said, I hope you guys had a wonderful day, a blissful afternoon, a splendid evening. And remember, just keep swimming.
Just keep swimming.
Go ahead and say that for me one time, y'all.
Just keep swimming.
Come on, Rick.
Just keep swimming.
Okay. Bless. Bless the wing.